This is Light to Guide Our Feet, the 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I greet you this day in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I am very happy that you have decided to join me for this wonderful session. Let us pray. Almighty God, thou who art the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel, in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, I thank thee for this blessed and precious opportunity to minister to people around the world in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I ask that thy Holy Spirit would have his own way. I beseech thee, may the Holy Spirit have his own way and touch men, women, boys, and girls all over the world and wherever man is found, to the glory of God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. My friends, I call your attention to the first epistle of John. The first epistle of John. And in the first epistle of John, I call your attention to verse 14 and following. 1 John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, beginning reading at verse 14. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. The topic, the subject today is simply love not the world. To some of you that seems strange because you are human being, you are flesh, you are in the world and all the things around you are material things, or what some people would call things of this world. And to you, most of them are not inherently evil, and as a matter of fact, you use many of them not only to your good, but to the good of others. And you are somewhat confused when the Bible says, speaking through John, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. John is quite explanatory here, and quite wise, and quite reasonable, and quite logical. How do you say that, Reverend? I say that because he explains in so many words that the world is temporary. It is temporary, and it will pass away. But the things that are of God are eternal. And so to hold on more tightly to those things that are going to pass away than to those things that are eternal and will never pass away is foolishness. And so one of the wisest lines of counsel anyone can give is, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And when they conclude that if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If you choose the world rather than the eternal God, not only are you showing extreme foolishness, but you are embracing tragedy, not only for the present, not only for the near future, not only for the extended future, but for eternity. In other words, one could say that you are embracing fool's gold. Why, Reverend? Because John says in verse 17 of 1 John chapter 2, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. So the world is going to pass away. Not only will you die, but so will the world. He that embraces the world embraces a dying entity. And he that is not of God is also worldly and is also a dying entity. And we could say that spiritually, as regards knowledge of God, is spiritually dead already. And so one who embraces the world embraces that which is passing away, which passeth away. But one that embraces those things that are of God embraces the true riches, embraces that which will last forever and ever and ever, embraces that which may be possessed forever and ever and ever and ever, embraces that which may be enjoyed forever, 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 forever. And so the logic is simple, so simple that a child would have no problem understanding that the greater riches are those which are of God and not those which are of this world. And should I proceed to say that this clearly shows that to be an atheist is not wise, that to not know Jesus Christ as your Savior is not wise, to not embrace Almighty God is not wise. Why, Reverend, are they not wise? Because Almighty God is eternal. Jesus is eternal. Eternal life is eternal. That which is spiritual in God, that is eternal. You may possess for life. You may cherish it for life. You may be blessed by it for life. You may enjoy it for life, for life, for life. Not only this life, but for eternity. For in it is life eternal. Please remember 2 John chapter 2, verses 14 through 17, which read as follows. 2 John chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. John chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. My friends, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I encourage you right now to seek him just where you are. Even if you're driving down the road or flying a plane, there's no need to close your eyes. Be attentive to the tasks that you are engaged in, and yet cry out, Almighty God, in Jesus' name, please save my soul. Almighty God, in Jesus' name, please save my soul. Almighty God, in Jesus' name, please save my soul. O Lord, 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 please, please, please save my soul. O Lord, don't let me go to hell. O Lord, please do not let me go to hell. O Lord, please do not let me go to hell. O Lord, please save my soul. In Jesus' name. How long do I cry that, Reverend, until you know you're saved? That's just how important it is. And once you know you're saved, seek out a Christian minister and or ministry. Request and receive the ordinance of baptism. Read your Bible daily. Pray daily. The Holy Ghost will lead you in fellowship and in growth in the Christian walk. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for those who are listening. I beseech the Almighty God, please save their souls. Everyone who has cried out today, everyone who has cried out whenever he or she has participated in this service by listening, whatever day it is and by whatever means they participated, on whatever day and whatever year, oh Father God, hear their prayers and save their souls. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Amen. Amen and amen. This is light to guide our feet, the 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page. The Lord be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.